chakra cleanse and auric field meditation. Welcome. Finding a quiet space where you can sit or lie comfortably. Allowing your breath to begin to soften and deepen. With each inhalation, invite presence. And with each exhalation, release what no longer serves. Taking a few more inhalations and exhalations in your own time. And I call upon Archangel Michael. We ask him to wrap the space in layers of protection, grounding, shielding, and holding you in safety. And inviting Archangel Metatron. Feel him activating the sacred geometry grids around your body and the room. These crystalline structures stabilize your field and align you with higher frequencies. And taking three slow, long breaths. Inhale clarity. Exhaling density. And continue to let the body soften. And let the field open. And we begin with a chakra cleanse, starting at the base chakra, located at the perineum, extending down through the legs and feet. Observe where you first sense it, through color or sensation or imagery. Observe how and what you find, any emotions that come along with it. And begin to invite some white light in as you cleanse the base chakra with white light. And then invite red to spin in a clockwise direction, filling up this beautiful cylindrical ball of light. Vibrantly allowing your base chakra to radiate in this red light. Asking the center to return to its most vibrant frequency. And when you're ready, moving up into the sacral chakra, just below the navel. And again, observe what you sense as you arrive into the sacral. What color does it present? Is there a sensation or an emotion? Are you seeing any imagery? Allow it to flash in and move on. Without any judgment, just observation. Comparing the sense that you've got in the sacral to the base. And when you initially arrived at the base, what it felt like by comparison to this sacral chakra now. And then we bring the white light in. We allow the white light to infiltrate into this chakra, allowing it to take the form of a sphere, seeing it spin in an anti-clockwise direction as you bring a beautiful orange into the space, inviting flow and creativity and emotional safety. asking the center of the sacral chakra to now return to its most vibrant frequency. And moving now into the solar plexus at the diaphragm. Again, once more, just observing how you find the solar plexus. What does it feel like? Is there already a color? Does it feel like it holds shape already, or is it spread out, or does it feel strong or weak? Again, just observing as much as you can without judgment. And when ready, bringing in the white light to clear and cleanse this chakra, to ask it to align to a cylindrical ball, spinning yellow in a clockwise direction, and calling in confidence and clarity and energetic sovereignty. As we move into the heart chakra, the center of the chest, what is your immediate feeling or emotion, sensation? Does it immediately feel different to how the solar plexus or the sacral or the base felt when you first arrived? Is there a sense of opening in the chest, or does it make you curl forward and over? Are there any images or pictures that come in as you tune into this solar plexus and heart chakra space? Over the coming years, the solar plexus and the heart and the upper heart will all join. So you may already feel that merging. As you begin to see it take form into that cylindrical ball of light, bringing that white light into the heart space. And then asking a beautiful green to enter in as you see the heart chakra begin to spin in an anti-clockwise direction, inviting in compassion and forgiveness and relational ease. And you now see the green light move into a beautiful soft pink. You may see the two colors intertwining as you ask your chakra to return to its most vibrant frequency. And now we move into the throat chakra at the base of the neck. Again, observing what happens when you move to this throat chakra. What's the feeling? What's the sensation? Do you immediately feel a closing of the throat, or does it feel like you can't wait to open and share, communicate? And as you bring the cleansing white light, you see the cylindrical ball begin to take shape and spinning a beautiful blue into this ball in a clockwise direction, calling upon truth, expression, resonance, and asking that this chakra to return to its most highest frequency of light. As you move now into the third eye, between the brows, and just visualize out in front of the third eye a triangle with an eye in it, and just ask if that eye is open or closed, just observing. And if it's closed, open it now, observing any other sensations, emotions, and feelings. visualizations as you draw the shape into the brow center, bringing in the cleansing white light, and then when the white light filled up, spinning in indigo light in an anti-clockwise direction, and inviting vision and intuition and inner knowing. And then moving to the crown chakra at the top of the head. Just observing how and where you feel this crown chakra. Does it feel dense, or does it feel vaguely there? Do you get a sensation already at the top of the head, or any visualizations? And asking now that the crown chakra be opening more like a cone shape up and outwards, cleansing with the white light. And you might see that cone spinning clockwise as you begin to bring in a violet light, spinning in that clockwise direction with the violet light. You may then see it move into a white light, calling in connection to source, divine wisdom, cosmic alignment. And pause here, feeling the full chakra system humming in harmony, each center vibrant, clear, attuned. Taking your attention back down to the base and just observing it in its clarity as you move to the sacral chakra and do the same. Solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. And back down through the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the base. And from the base now we move into the auric field. Each layer that surrounds us impenetrates the body, vibrating at a higher frequency. We begin at the etheric layer, about 2 to 5 centimeters off the skin. This layer holds the nadi system and nervous system blueprint, and often the first to register physical disease. So tune into its texture. What does it feel like? Often we can feel the faster buzz in this etheric field. It's the first place we will feel physical illness, just before it enters our physical body. And visualizing and moving your attention all around the body. You may start at the left side, take it all the way up and over the head and down the right side, under the feet, maybe up the front of the body, over the head again and down the back of the body, as you observe what you feel. And then we begin to bring in a nadi blue, a soft electric blue. Let it ripple through the etheric field. Let it move in with grace and ease. Again, you might like to start on the left side and move up over the head, down the right side, under the feet, up the front of the body, and down the back. You may notice as we move into the auric layers that you may need to spend extra time over particular aspects of the body, as they can be more resistant. Just taking all the time you need now, and knowing that you can come back to this space and tune in anytime, checking in, bringing in the white light, then the soft nighty blue. We move now into the emotional layer, which moves beyond the etheric layer. It's about 5 to 10 centimeters from the body, and it holds the fluid imprint of feelings and mood. So you may like to just observe what you feel. What's the first instinct? Take it through and around the auric field as you maybe even feel something in different body parts around the auric field. So take your time now, moving from the left over to the right, up the front of the body and down the back. Maybe your attention goes back to a particular area as you observe the feelings of this area. And then begin again on the left side, bringing in some white light. Gently allow it to move through, clearing and cleansing this auric layer. Taking the time that you need to move through any tougher spots, any more dense areas. As you move over to the right side and check in at the same. Maybe you begin to feel the emotional congestion begin to dissolve as this white light comes in. Bringing it up the front of the body and the back. And when you feel like the white is complete, we start to bring in a beautiful soft puff of cloud in the way of a pink light. And bringing unconditional love into this emotional state. And next, moving into the mental layer, which sits about 10 to 20 centimeters and out beyond the emotional layer. And this, as you might have noticed, contains thought forms and beliefs and cognitive patterns. So you might already feel into a difference between this state and the emotional layer. You might notice clarity in certain areas or congestion in others. Just feeling into how you show up initially in this mental layer. Do you naturally move into those thought processes again? Taking your attention from that left side over to the right side and seeing if there's a difference from the feminine to the masculine side. Maybe there's a difference in the front of the body or the back of the body. And then next, begin to bring that white light in from the left to the right. And then perhaps the front of the body to the back of the body, as you invite spaciousness and mental ease, a release of that mental stagnation or consistent current. and then a gentle, soft yellow light. And you can either again puff it in like little clouds, gently allowing it to move through this mental layer, or just allowing it to have a slow release into the auric field. And we move now into the spiritual layer, not the final layer, but the one where we were open to today, around 20 to 30 centimeters or more. As we've now opened our auric field, you will see it more expanded than how you might ordinarily find it. And this layer bridges the higher consciousness, it bridges intuition and soul purpose. Have a moment to tune into its frequency of how you find it on the left side of the body. Perhaps moving over now to the right side of the body. Down underneath the feet and up the front of the body. And over the head and down the back of the body. As you bring now that white prism light into the auric field until it feels cleansed and clean, and you feel a deep connection to the higher consciousnesses. Clearing away any lower vibrations or any darker energies of light. And you may like to bring in some rainbow hues with the white light, allowing divine connection to flow freely in and around your auric field. And just observing these four layers, as you've worked through them, you may notice again how the auric field expands, becoming more luminous, spacious, and refined. Just sit in that for a moment, where you feel the alignment of your chakras and the alignment of your auric field, asking that all those layers really come into alignment now around you. Almost see them clicking into place. And to gently contain this expansion, just energetically begin to pat down your auric field. You might visualize your hands moving up around your aura and just patting it down, starting from above the head, moving slowly around the body. And it just helps consolidate the work and bring the energy closer. Making sure you do the back of the body, underneath the feet. And now visualizing a golden tap about 90 centimeters above your head, and turn it on. And a radiant stream of golden light pours down, coating your entire auric field in a protective layer. This golden sheath will remain for the next 24 hours, and you can reignite at any time with intention. And begin to take three beautiful big grounding breaths as you Inhale, integration. And exhale, gratitude. And this meditation can be done daily for 21 days to set the foundations of energetic alignment, to keep the centers open, clear, and responsive, and to establish a consistent and nourishing meditation practice. And when you're ready, you can gently return to the room, moving your hands and feet. Maybe you'd like to write in your ritual guide what you felt in today's practice. And remembering there is a journal prompt for each day of the 21 days. Big love.